Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode has been sponsored by Generation UCAN. More about our sponsor later on in the show.
You're listening to episode 198 of the Marathon Running Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about coming back from setbacks.
This is the Marathon Running Podcast by Letty and Ryan from We Got The Runs. Join us in our running community for weekly content that is motivational, educational, and inspirational, and let the Marathon Running Podcast take you from the starting line to the finish line and beyond.
Hey runners, and welcome to episode 198. I'm your host, Letty.
My name is Ryan.
And we are here again on a Monday when this episode comes out. I'll be actually in the airplane.
Yeah, so your computer is actually open to a page right now that says Tokyo.
Yes, that's where I'll be flying back from at the very time this podcast airs.
How did Tokyo Marathon go?
Well, future Letty doesn't know. I did get sick a couple of weeks before Tokyo. I think I had the flu. It really hit me hard. I couldn't do any running, so I literally went from running 80 miles a week to, I think, 14, which they say reduce your mileage by 25%. I took that to a whole new level.
You did?
I reduced it to 25%, not even.
But at least you're feeling better now, so maybe it'll still pay off and you'll do okay in the marathon.
Well, that's the big hope, right? Because otherwise, this will just be another setback to come back from.
The lead into today's podcast,
which was very smoothly done. Yeah, so today we are going to be talking to Carlette Keyes. She's an Instagram influencer, super nice, super awesome, and always posts very motivational videos and shares her story and does not stop by sharing only the positive things, I think, which, you know, that makes her so relatable to all of us.
En español también.
Yes, this episode will be available in Spanish. I'm going to have that one drop on Friday. So this will come out Monday, and then Friday after that, you'll have the Spanish version where Ryan will be participating too, right?
No. I say like four words, all of them that I know.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting subject because all of us have that happen all the time, right?
Talking in Spanish?
No, setbacks. Well, I guess, yeah, setbacks.
Yeah, everyone has setbacks. And so I think it's good to like kind of learn what you can do to overcome them.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to hop into.
Without further ado,
we're now going to play our episode from comebacks to setback. We're now going to play our episode from setbacks to comebacks. All right. I'm on here with Carlette Keyes. Carlette, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So let's start with introducing you a little bit to our audience, to the listeners that haven't seen your Instagram and your great videos. Maybe tell us a little bit about your experience and how you ended up becoming a running coach and who you coach.
Well, actually, not a running coach per se. I'm just a runner. So we created this this group called Carlette's Run Club. It all started because I used to do shakeout runs, or I still do shakeout runs wherever I go. If I, you know, I travel to Berlin for the marathon, or New York City or Boston, and we always invite people to run together. So that's what I call my Carlette's Run Club, because every time I invite people to, hey, are you in this place? Are you in London? Are you in Sydney? Are you, come run with me? So that's how Carlette's Run Club started. And then we decided that these people needed some, you know, the service of being coached, because many of them approach me with, you know, several, you know, questions of how I train for a marathon, and if I get injured, what do I do? And so that's how I got together with a team of coaches, Ben Lundell, Bensa, and Melissa, whom probably you've met also on these running events, and Jess. And so we created this Carlette Run Club training program for people who wanted to not only join us for a run or to join us, you know, to run together in marathons, but also to train with us, alongside with all the coaches who are also training for all these major races.
That's amazing. So you have a roster of maybe five-ish coaches and you get together. How does it work? Do they contact you online and then they get connected with one that fits them? Or how do you guys filter through that?
Oh, no. Every coach has a different style. Like, for example, Melissa is the one who's the brains behind the whole, you know, Carlette Strong Run Club training program. And Coach Ben Sah, he's in charge of strength training for runners. Jess, she is a yogi also. So she's more like the coach who helps you get all flexible and relaxed with yoga exercises. And we do actually live sessions with her and teach how to, you know, do all these yoga flows before going for a run or whenever you're on rest days, etc. And Ben Lundell, he's the one who designs all the training, running, you know, basically all the run workouts that we do every week.
That's cool. That sounds like a good, healthy balance between everyone involved. So that's really good. And yeah, because of your Instagram and you sharing your story, we've learned that you've had a few setbacks yourself. And today, the topic of this episode is going to be, you know, overcoming your setbacks to achieve the comeback. And I want to start with your personal experience. Can you tell us a little bit about what setbacks you've experienced recently and how you managed to come back stronger?
Oh, well, I've had so many of them already. And that's basically my page. That's what my page is about. It's basically, you know, helping others navigate the ups and downs of marathon training, because many of us, and probably yourself, I mean, have experienced setbacks during training. You know, when you're in the peak of your training cycle, suddenly you get injured, you know, your knees start failing or your hamstrings, or you have a tendon Achilles, or something is going to blow. And what do you do at that moment? Are you going to quit? Are you continue moving forward? And that's basically that what I have been doing all these 5 years. I've been running marathons. So it's just a tale of how I overcome all these circumstances and every single thing I've tried, you know, along the way, from acupuncture, from a chiropractor also. I've tried PRP injections. So everything that I've been going through, I tell, you know, my followers, you know, what, you know, if they work for me at the moment. And so I guess somehow my experience have helped others to keep hope, actually, to continue moving forward. And yes, I do have many experiences like that. But I think the one that I can recall that was very painful was Boston Marathon 2022. That was particularly painful because I was just coming from an injury 2 weeks before the race. You know how hard it is to qualify for Boston. And that's a race that you just don't say no to, right? So it's sharp pain behind my knees. And turns out I had like Baker cysts, and they were very, very painful. And so I went to the doctor, they detected it, and they said you were going to extract them. And they did, but they also put a lot of cortisone in both of my knees. And 7 days to Boston Marathon, I was with my knees basically swollen from all the cortisone. And I went there thinking, well, this can go 50-50, you know, 50% horrible, 50% great. So let's go for it. And it went completely bad. And I was in pain during the whole race, but I finished. I still think about, you know, maybe I should have done it differently because the pain was unbearable. But, you know, this is the type of experiences that you gain from going through them, you know, like after all these setbacks. I mean, now you think twice about whenever your body says, stop, don't do it, listen to it. Otherwise, you're going to end up like me, because after that, I finished that race and I ended up in a wheelchair and I couldn't walk straight for 3 months, let alone run. And it took me a while to go back to my, you know, to running and to training again.
Wow. That's, I mean, yeah, it's just like you said, there's a lot of learning lessons to be had from these experiences, because you make mistakes. And then obviously, you know, we all want to power through stuff, but maybe it's not the best thing to do. So with that in mind, what strategies do you recommend to your athletes or friends that ask you when they have setbacks? What do you tell them how to approach it?
Well, first of all, you have to believe. And, you know, it can work both ways. I would say it's in a positive way when you believe that you can do something that's actually the drive that you have to achieve your goals, right? So when you believe that you can overcome something, I mean, I can tell you, you know, with my experience, yes, it can happen. You believe something so strongly that you're going to, you know, overcome your adversities, that you're going to overcome your injuries, that you're going to actually get better or heal. I mean, I would say probably 95% of the times it's going to happen. So it's all mental. So I think that's the first step for an athlete in that situation to help themselves to overcome the situation, is that to believe in themselves first. And secondly, just to, I would say, just strategize differently. I mean, when you are in when you face an obstacle like that, let's say an injury, you have to re-strategize. Okay. Forget about the initial plan. The initial plan was to finish this marathon in what, 3:20? Okay, forget about that. Now, the main thing here is trying to get to the start line healthy. So that's what I've done with my coaches, you know, over the years, whenever something happens. Almost every marathon, always the same. I always re-strategize, like, okay, I start thinking that I'm going to finish faster this race, come along, and never happens. You have to re-strategize and think, well, what I don't want to happen. I don't want to be there suffering like I did last time. So that's, you start working towards that goal, those new goals that you have to set, more realistic goals that you have to set for yourself so you can have a positive outcome. Another thing is just relax and be patient. A lot of people get impatient whenever they feel like, oh, I've worked so hard to get this far and now this. I know everybody's gone through the same problems. I mean, everybody's gone through the same injuries and frustrations. I'm talking about injuries, but it could be something else. It could be like something happening in your family. Like, for example, I just suffered a loss at the beginning of the year and I had to stop training because I just didn't feel like, you know, emotionally I was prepared to start training. So you have to first think about your mental health in that situation. Like, you have to work a lot into being present, assimilate your new reality, and think about how you can actually work towards your ultimate goal, which is finish that race or go to that, you know, marathon you've been dreaming on. And in another way to do it is, for example, if you're trying to recover, one thing I discover after this Boston Marathon is that many athletes forget to eat because they're not training and they're like, oh, I don't need to eat as much. I mean, your body is going through some, you know, some stressful circumstances. I mean, you have to help them too. You have to nourish them. So I learned this from a nutrition coach I had like 2 years ago. So yes, you have to eat. Think about your body trying to get back to normal, and you have to nourish them as well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so wow, that's a lot of tips, and that's pretty wholesome, right? Because we don't just believe we can do something that's now out of our range, but I like that you talk about re-strategizing and then resetting it. But then let's talk a little bit about the mental resilience and how does somebody get into that mindset? Because obviously when there is a setback, you're going to be very disappointed that whatever you had as a goal didn't happen. Do you have any tips for your athletes that helps them with that?
Well, obviously, mental resilience training is crucial for athletes to bounce back from setbacks and overcome challenges. And I think what I was saying before is just the mindfulness and self-awareness of it. I mean, it can help them recognize negative thoughts and patterns and reframe them into more positive and constructive thinking. One thing to achieve this is, like, you have to do a lot of positive self-talk, right? So you have to encourage yourself to replace that negative self-talk with affirmations and motivational statements. Like, for example, you have to start thinking, listen, you can either see this cup of water, you know, half full or half empty. And when you look at yourself, see how far you've come. Like, probably you think you're not enough right now. You've been able to achieve this on your own. And you're able to achieve even more if you continue, if you keep going. And I think sleeping can help you a lot with this mental resilience and patience with yourself. Sometimes we tend to be so stressed about, you know, trying to get our workouts done, and, you know, or whenever we can't finish a workout or we didn't hit those times that we wanted. I mean, we get so stressed about it. I mean, you have and trust your body and trust. Most of this is mental. I mean, we keep saying this all the time. 90% of, training for a marathon is mental.
Yeah, no, I definitely like that. At this time, we want to thank our sponsor, UCAN. Are you tired of a spike and crash and GI distress that comes with the sugar-based sports nutrition? It's time to give UCAN a try. UCAN uses steady-release carbs instead of sugars, so you don't feel the highs and the lows in energy. UCAN powders, gels, and bars are powered by Life Steady, a patent starch-based carbohydrate that was originally developed as a medical food to help children maintain stable blood sugar throughout the night. It's backed by science and truly unique in energy source. Clinically proven to help blood sugar stable during exercise, Lift Steady supports sustained performance and optimal energy levels. I've tried UCAN now for the past couple of months, and I've been happy with my long runs and how I feel. Also, they don't taste bad, and after mile 15, I can still stomach them. Top marathon runners in the U.S., including Emily Sisson, Sarah Hall, Emma Bates, and Chiara D'Amato, all use UCAN for fuelings. So why shouldn't you give them a try? Especially because Marathon Running podcast listeners have a chance to try 4 gels for free. All you pay for is the cost of shipping. So head over to ucan.co/MRP, which, by the way, stands for Marathon Running Podcast, to claim this offer and get your free samples. If you are already using UCAN and you want that 20% discount, you can just go to ucan.co and save those 20% with code MRP. We're also having all this linked in our show notes. And now back to the show. You're speaking about patient a little bit, right? But being patient is super hard when, you know, you're running out of time. You have 8 weeks left before the marathon and you're experiencing knee pain and you've reframed the goal. But maybe you can speak to us a little bit in regards to patience and persistence and how that plays into that.
Jesus. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be patient when you see results so fast at the beginning, right? So you say, wow, I mean, I've been getting this far, and that's why we get, you know, some patients with our results sometimes. But I mean, it's essential for you to progress through the, you know, training plans and gradually increasing mileage and intensity to avoid overtraining and injuries. And the patience allows us runners to trust the process and stay committed for the long-term goals. And I guess for this, it's just to trust yourself into, and look, we keep saying this, trust the process. It's part of you to have the cap, you know, the availability of believing that you can do this, and your body is going to eventually, you know, everything is going to fall into place. And if you're persistent and, you know, to continue your goal and to overcome your setbacks and navigate all these challenges and achieve comebacks and you know, and to get this success you're looking after, I mean, it's just a matter of training your mind to into positive thinking. I think you can visualize. A lot of people also practice this. You have to learn to kind of have a vision of yourself overcoming all these setbacks and finally getting into that finish line. If we're talking about, you know, a race, visualize yourself into, you know, running and using every muscle. Visualize yourself on finishing without pain. That's what I did when I was running my last Boston Marathon. I got PTSD from Boston 22. And when I qualified again for my third Boston Marathon, I was thinking to myself, I don't want to go through that again. And I had to do a lot of mental work for me to get to to the start line in Boston, because I was freaking out. I was scared. And part of it for me to finally overcome that was just to work in my mental state for the marathon. And I visualized myself going through those hills, going through heartbreak hill, and with no pain, because what I was afraid of is feeling pain again, like the excruciating pain I felt the year before. So I think that the mind can, if you can work the mind to believe that you can actually do whatever you want to do. And I think you can have a, you know, much better experience with your race.
Yeah, no, I like that you talk a lot about this mental training side, because obviously that's something that we never see on any training plans. No training plan is out there yet, because I'm sure somebody will do it eventually, that says, okay, it's Monday. On Monday, you sit down for 5 minutes and you visualize yourself running through the hills. So when you do that stuff, do you do it every day and you set some time apart to do it and tell your athletes to do the positive self-talk? Or how do you put that into your busy day?
Yes, I started implementing this after I met somebody who works, I don't know if you've ever interviewed anybody about this, but somebody who works with energy. And he calls himself like an energy coach. So he helped me visualize that, you know, part of me that was afraid of not achieving in Boston. So, and he actually trained me for this, to kind of like put my mind in the right place. And I visualize my injuries, visualize my knees, and it made a lot of difference. I mean, if you're in the right state of mind during a race, I mean, you can have an amazing experience. And now I feel it was I had so much fun in the last Boston I ran, because I was so free of all those fears and of those, you know, having a pain-free experience. You know, once you get rid of all of that BS, I mean, and you set yourself free, you can have an amazing experience, be it, you know, if you want a fast marathon, or if you want just a pain-free marathon, or just to have fun.
Yeah, right? No, it makes sense. Okay, so with that, though, you are out there with your profile and everything, and I'm sure you feel an additional pressure of having to do well because everyone knows that you train, you document your training. How do you deal with that outside pressure that you've been training for so many months for this marathon and then having the pressure of performing really well versus, you know, how this could really go sometimes, because sometimes all the marathons just go south?
Well, that's one thing. Also, sometimes you just go there thinking, okay, you've trained so much. And I guess, like I said before, it can go 50-50. There's so many things, variables that can happen on a race. Like, for example, New York City, not this year, last year, it was the hottest New York City to date, I believe. And I was there prepared. I was there strong. I was pain-free. I was having fun. But the temps were at 75. And I knew that at 75, we could have a horrible time, you know, doing all those bridges, running all those bridges, because I've trained, you know, during the summers in New York City. And it's terrible. So I guess in that moment, you think there's a point in your running journey that you have to decide, listen, this battle probably I'm going to lose anyway. So why don't just try to have fun and just go with the flow? Many people went there to do some PRs and it went horrible for them. And I guess when you expect too much of a race and you put a lot of thought to it and you don't leave room for failure, and remember failure being, you know, an opportunity for you to learn from that experience. When you go there fearing failure, I mean, of course you have a lot of pressure on, you know, on yourself. And I think you have to be willing to accept that things can go wrong. And when you're at peace with that, I guess you can have a much better experience.
I like that. That's really, you know, another little positive twist that you put on something. So, okay. So let's see. What about some common mistakes that you feel athletes make when they attempt to come back from a setback, and how can they avoid them?
Oh, I think I mentioned this earlier. yes, the nutrition factor. I didn't know it could make a dent in your healing process, but yes, when you stop eating, and we tend to do this, you know, a part of healing is nurturing your body. You have to eat as if you're training for a marathon. You have to put all the, you know, the proteins your muscles need to recover. And so this is something that we tend to do, to stop eating the way we're eating when we're training. So, and also sleeping also is part of regenerating, you know, your muscles, your tendons, everything. Everything happens when you're sleeping. That's when your body recharges. So I see many athletes, they complain that, oh my God, it's taking forever for me to heal. I don't think I can make it. It's like you get so impatient and you give your body the proper care, like the basic needs. Yes, you give them acupuncture, you give your body a nice massage, but what about the base need? Like sleeping, like eating, like resting. There's a many posts I did, I think it was Chicago. Like I ran Chicago, it was my PR ever. And I didn't run for the 3 weeks leading up to Chicago because I was recovering. 2 weeks later, I run without PR. I'm pain-free. I mean, it seems like unthinkable because a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to lose my fitness. I have to keep running. No, 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 no. Your body's telling you to stop. Then stop. And you'll see your body can do wonders if you listen to it. You just have to trust and be patient and you'll come back stronger. And I've done this many times. Of course, I didn't know this at the beginning. I mean, it took me several marathons to finally figure it out. But that's why I keep sharing all these experiences, you know, in my page with people. It's like this actually happened to me. I mean, I didn't run for 3 weeks and I did a PR in Chicago and I didn't get injured. I was actually pain free. And it was the most amazing experience I've had in marathon.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, another good tip, just listen to your body and then see how we can heal and, you know, listen to it when it comes to nutrition and everything. So that's really great. Thank you so much. And I guess my last question would be, I would love to hear what your definition is of success when it comes to running.
Oh, success is just having a good time. Man, when you suffer in a race, that's like the worst thing you can do. Why are you running then? There's another creator, I follow him. He's like, if you're not smiling, you're doing it wrong. And that's why I keep smiling in all my races. I mean, if you're not having fun, why even bother, you know? So that's the definition of me, of success in a race. It's not PRs. It's not, you know, yeah, you can get and cross the finish line and be healthy. That's probably the second thing I will think is successful, you know, just to run a pain-free marathon. That would be the second thing. But the first one is just to always have fun. And if you're not having fun, just stop it. I mean, do something else. Maybe this is not for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carlette.
No, thank you for inviting me.
All right. Thank you, Carlette, for speaking with me. I really enjoyed learning from you, and I love your mindset and positivity. And, you know, that's what makes you so successful with what you do. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Always good to have positive energy and good ideas.
Yes. And hopefully I'll be bringing that to you guys as well next week with our race recap. Again, I don't know. I'm future recording this. I have no idea how the Tokyo Marathon will have gone, but I'm sure I'll have a story to tell.
Time prediction.
Hopefully sub 3:25.
Okay.
I'm being more lenient now that I learned that as a master, my marathon times will be slowing down with age, and I'm trying to gracefully accept that.
That was so pressured.
Thank you.
So with that,
stay tuned for next week and
have a good week running.
Thanks for tuning in. For more information and marathon running news, please head to www.marathonrunningpodcast.com, and we'll be back next week.
Are you looking for the perfect apparel that mirrors your love for running? Look no further than Run Swag, the go-to store by runners for runners. From witty tees to hoodies that commemorate your marathon majors to crops that get you motivated, Run Swag's got you covered. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style. Visit www.runswag.com. Run Swag, there's something for every runner.